It's 6 o'clock and it's time to begin our city council meeting this evening. I want to welcome all of those that are here tonight. And we're going to begin with invocation and a pledge of allegiance. And John is going to lead us with that.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your many blessings, the rain that sustains us, the food that nourishes us, the homes that comfort us, and the government that protects us. We are grateful to live in this country and this city, and we pray for the safety of those who defend our freedoms and protect our way of life. We humbly ask for your guidance, wisdom, and direction as we serve the city. May our actions benefit our citizens and strengthen our community. We pray for these things in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, John. First item on the agenda this evening is the consent agenda. If there is no discussion on it, I will entertain a motion to accept it.
Mayor, I'd make a motion to be able to accept the consent agenda, including declarations of conflicts of interest, the agenda, the meeting minutes from March 4th, 2026, regular meeting, March 18th, 2026, work and regular meetings, also the checks and invoices in the amount of $67,730.24.
We have a second.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second. John?
Yes.
Amanda?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Yes.
The first item we have tonight is a public hearing. Before we open it up for the public, I'll turn it over to Kyle to kind of explain a little bit about it. So.
Okay, if you guys want to follow along with what's in your packet, you can there. I will give you...
You're speaking to the mic.
Yes. I will give you the line item that we're coming from, kind of do it. My explanation sheet doesn't cover everything, but we're starting out right on in the general fund, which is Fund 10. So, you know, this is the revenue side. In sales tax, which is line 3130, we've increased it by $53,800. Highways by $15,000. Franchise tax by $20,000. And TRT, or transit room tax, by $10,000. So all in general fund revenue and taxes is $98,800. In business licensing, we increased it. By $16,000, that's line item 3210. In intergovernmental revenue, this is all on page one, Class C roads, or in line 3356, we increased it by $12,000. The local option tax by $5,000 for a total of $17,000. Interest income, which is line 3610, that will go over on to page two. No, still, 3610 is most of the way down on line page one. We increase that by $20,000. Street impacts, that is the one that goes over on the line page two. We increase that by $4,000. Contributions and transfers, which is the appropriation of fund balance, which is line number 3990. We increase that by $130,000, and that is savings account money. So, you know, money that we drew out of savings account that we have in there. There's a total revenue of $285,800 that we increased our revenue. Now for the expenditure part. Under administration, this is line four. Now all these would be, 4140-315. We have increased that by $7,000. Our website, to make us ADA compliant, which is something that we have to do now. A city of our size has until next year actually to do it, so we're going to do some research, but in the event we come up with something, Civic Plus is our website designer, and they will do that for us for an additional $3,700. ongoing from that every year, our payment to them will increase by $3,200. It's a federally mandated thing that we have to do. We just have until, I think, April of 2027 to get that done because we're a population of under $50,000. So in administration, there's expenditures totaling $10,700. Building and grounds, we increase our operation and maintenance by $23,500. That will cover a door at the rear of the council chamber, power plant park vandalism, and there is a few extra things that need to be fixed to finish the Wanless Park bathrooms. Speaking of the Wanless Park bathrooms, we will be they will be open temporarily. They're functioning right now. There are a few things that we don't have ready, but we will, where we can be there, we will be ready for the Easter egg hunt. We'll have it open for several hours while Easter egg hunt. Speaking of that, the new additions that we did, we put a, we fixed an outside tap, and our, as you know, in tonight's agenda, I'm going to be talking about surveillance cameras, and we're going to put some more money into that, as we've always done. Well, our cameras were for the old setup of what the bathrooms were, and it just showed the one side of the door. We had someone go around this past weekend, was it?
Yeah.
And kick off the tap there, broke it off, so water was shooting out, we had to turn it off. So it's been vandalized, but our cameras, unfortunately, were set up to watch the doors. We don't know who it was, but we're going to, with our new camera stuff, we're going to try and change that so that there'll be visual of around the whole building. But anyway, that'll probably get fixed as well. So building and grounds, the total amount expenditure is $23,500. In the police, the Justice Court, we increased by $1,000. The Justice Court is, we're handled out of Hurricane. It's a guess every year. It just depends on how much we use them, and then they charge us. We need that $1,000. Part-time employees, we've had state grants. It's ongoing. We get the grants. The way the grant works is we pay it, and they give us money back. There's $11,000 for some part-time employees, and that's our officers do DUI shifts, overtime shifts. Travel and training, $1,500 for a mental wellness grant. Equipment, operating supplies, miscellaneous expense, additional $15,000. These are some of the things that the chief talked about in our budget retreat that will help us bring them up to what they need. Utilities is just an adjustment of $2,000. Vehicle maintenance, $17,500. So you know we're going to be asking for a new truck for every year the police get a new truck. We're going to get a new truck. That is for the vehicle maintenance, to put the wrap on, lights, all the stuff that goes with that. And just below that, truck purchase of $52,500 for a new Ford Explorer for the police department fleet. Animal control, just below that, line 4253-250, miscellaneous expense, $3,100, which, by the way, total police come up to $100,500. Operations maintenance for the industrial washer and dryer that the chief talked about, $5,000. So the total animal control is $8,100, with the total public safety, including the police and the animal control, $108,600. Highway street improvements, $40,000. That's 4410-745. That is work on the irrigation tie-in on 100 West. That is out by Hugh Howard, I believe. Is that correct? It's something that to loop the system is $15,000. We've got the money, we can pay for it. Otherwise, it will come out of money that was set aside for the secondary water project that the sewer district is paying for. We figured if we pay that, it's just one way that could go further in that expense. And then block wall by Cottonwood Hollow, $25,000 for the, to raise that wall for privacy. So So that's a total of $40,000 in highways. Parks, $16,000 for wood chips at Wallace Park Playground was brought up by Councilwoman Barr. That's how much it would cost to get wood chips for the park, which is needed. $45,000 we have. The Spenlow Family Trust, $18,500. We have a payment every year for them for the next three or four more years. That's for that land that we got to them to put that regional trail. The payment's just coming due. That's what that's for. And the final payment on that walk wall, the walk wall total is going to be about $52,000, $51,000 anyway, but we've got those separated into two different places. We've already paid for the region, walk wall, the Cotton Hall Regional Trail, and we didn't have money in the parks and trails, but they needed the money, so we paid them out of street improvements. We'll reimburse the street improvements for that. So that's a total out of parks of $61,000. B&G operations and maintenance under recreation, there's $10,500 that we want to. Are you in here?
Yeah.
Is that an additional outlet or relocate the outlet?
It's for the power?
Yeah.
It's to move power.
Or relocate.
Relocate.
Not an additional.
To the other side, yeah.
So there's $10,500 to relocate the electrical box that's down on the square or the ball field to behind home plate, behind the backstop, and $4,500 to fix the room in here for the chair rail and the coffee room and some miscellaneous maintenance on stuff. That's a total of $15,000. Community development, $27,000 additional. That's Ricotta cameras, robotics, ULC TVs that we had to pay, etc. And so the expenditures there are $285,800, which are equal to the same as revenue. So that's what I'm proposing for the general fund. In the water fund, in the revenue line, we're proposing that we increase the revenue by $120,000 in the water fund and expend $120,000 for a Bobcat Mini X for the public works. We talked about it also in the public, or the budget retreat. That's what a new, to replace the, I think it's 20-something year old, is that correct? Or 17 or something?
Or 26.
Anyway, we talked about that. That's proposed in just in the water fund, Fund 51. Sewer fund, we're proposing to increase the revenue by $33,000. That's to account for Asterix Sewer District payment. All $33,000 will just turn around. That's what our amount is. It's a pass-through fund that we'll send on to Asterix Sewer District. Sewer fund, then we have the garbage fund, same thing. We'll increase the revenue by $12,000 and our payment to Washington County Solid Waste District is, will increase to $12,000 to get us through the year. So that's just the amendment. Mayor, you can now open it up to the public if you'd like for the public hearing.
Okay.
Comments can come from the council during the business item.
All right. So we're open for a public hearing. If anybody would like to come up and comment on the budget amendment, they're welcome to do so. If not, we'll close the public hearing. So on the business item, discussion of possible action to approve resolution R-2026-05, a resolution opening and amending the fiscal year 2025-2026 budget. Any comments or questions from the City Council? John, anything? Amanda?
I just think it looks like money well spent and stuff that we were planning to do next year, we're able to do this year, so glad to hear it.
Scott? I want to tell Derek how much I appreciate you taking the chance to be able to ask him about the Bobcat, the expenditure that he had, ran through a couple of scenarios. Derek had chose the best route and the best, you know, kind of the best thing for the city. Thanks for answering the questions and appreciate the effort that you put into finding the best deal for folks, and sure appreciate the effort that you put towards that stuff. That's a big expenditure and it's sure seems like you've done the right thing with that. So.
Thank you.
Thank you. Micah, any comments?
No, just that. So, Kyle, if I followed you on that, we're using the water fund to purchase that.
Yes, and we will depreciate that over the next 5 years. And just one other note, there will probably be one more amendment at the end of the year, maybe not. Hopefully this can get us mostly through the year, but typically there's one right near the end of the year that just cleans up. This is the biggest one that we'll have.
Okay. Darren, any comment?
My only, well, there's lots of concerns, but I wanted to ask about the software that for the website. We had switched over to that Civic
Plus,
and do we feel like that we're getting our money's worth? Because it's obviously very expensive.
Well, there is much as anybody, and that's just who we decided to go with to do our website. This added expenses, they're just one bit so far. They do our website, and we talked to our IT people, and they said we'd probably send it to Civic Plus. That's an expense we don't necessarily have to spend this year, but we're going to have to do it.
To get to the federal. To get to the combined.
Yes. So, if we can find someone to do it, and we're going to do some research, I'm working with Meredith and Riker a little bit to see if maybe we might already be kind of compliant with it. But I'm unfamiliar with what it takes to be, what the compliance is. I haven't looked into it enough. They will explain it to us in the future, but it seems to me like it's got to be available for people that if they want to be read to them, or they can click on something and it will read whatever instead of them having to read it. I don't know. Do you have any experience with that?
A little bit from what I understand is you can't open anything into a PDF because like Word, like sight reading. Software doesn't read PDFs for some reason. It's not there, so I know like nothing can open up into a PDF. Other than that, I know sometimes the coloring has to be different and adjusted, but usually like a darker background with the lighter words are usually about, that's about it. I know there's a few other things.
I have no idea. So we just put it in there because I thought we had to have it done by July, and then I found that if you're under 50,000, you get an extra year. So it's not pressing right now, but that year will pass by pretty quick. And so if you don't want that in there, that's fine. But at some point, it's not going to be an option. We're going to have to do it.
Well, I would suggest that we postpone it and make sure that we have to do it.
Right. We won't spend this if we don't. But it's not coming from the state. It's coming from the federal government. They're requiring it.
All of the Department of Health and Human Services, they're doing all of their websites, are all going through the process right now for the state. So.
Yeah. So we'll research it out more and come back to you. But I thought, I threw it in there when I thought we were going to need it. We won't spend it until we do it, obviously. It'll just stay in there automatically, roll over into the end of the savings account. But at some point, next year at least, we're going to have to put it back in.
If we got to do it, then why not just keep it in there and do it?
Well, we may already be compliant. We just don't know.
Okay.
Mary and I and probably Riker, we're going to look into it, and there might be a possibility that we'll pass already. But it's Civic Plus who does our website, who's coming to us and telling us, but I know those salesmen work, they do that's $3,700 more that they get. They won't tell us.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll look into it. And if it's in there and we have the money and we find out that we've got to do it and we can do it this year, that's just $3,700 less than we have to pay. But then ongoing, their fee to host our website is going to go up by $3,200. That's going to be every year. Because that's just, I don't understand.
Any other comments, Darren?
No.
Okay.
Entertain a motion to approve the resolution R2026-05.
I'll make a motion to pass the resolution R2026-05, opening and amending the fiscal year 2025-2026 budget.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Darren?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Amanda?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is discussion and possible action to approve a plat amendment on 2005 South 100 East. There has been some changes on that, so the recommendation would be just to table this for right now.
Yeah. It basically said the council is wondering what's happening. They, after our meeting, they filed their formal application for amending the plat. He still said they were going to do that, and they did. After that, however, I've had some conversations with him, and he indicated to me that the two sides were talking and were very close to reaching an agreement that would allow us to consider that plat amendment as a totally uncontested matter. So he asked that it be placed on the agenda for our first meeting in May.
Okay.
So.
Nancy, you want to make a note of that? Okay. All right. Entertain a motion to table that.
I'll make a motion to table the plat amendment for 205 South 100 East.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 No opposed? Okay. I probably, did Chad leave?
Yeah.
And yet I was going to apologize to him. I skipped right over his presentation from the fire department. And now he left. I was going to let him tell us something. Well, dang. We don't get to hear from Chad. Before we adjourn, there is one item just to bring to the council. Do you want to take a minute and just explain what happened with the two boys and just get a feel from the council of what we're thinking we want to do?
Sure. So about a month ago, we had some vandalism that was reported. Mary was able to help us out with the two children that were involved. And, microphone shift. Is that better, Nancy? With the kids that are involved, there's a cost associated with the damage that occurred at Power Plant Park on two separate occasions. When talking to the kids, they believe that the lock sensors that are on the doors are cameras, and they didn't want to be spied on while they were at the park, so they damaged them, and we went from there. So we charged them with a criminal mischief, where the amount of the damage is between $1,499 to $5,000. And based on that, it goes to our 5th District Juvenile Court. In 5th District Juvenile Court, we forward that to the prosecuting attorney, and the prosecuting attorney then asks if the city would like to be a victim during that time. So then it's up to the city to decide what that amount of damage is, and based on just our initial statements, we told them over $1,500. Because there's two children involved, what the court would normally do if they are found guilty of the offense is they take that money and they just split it between the two families, and then they would then be obligated to that financial terms. Anybody that's under the age of 16 years old, under the age of 16, but not over the age of 18, the court prefers for that kind of like restorative justice, where kids are, or those people are usually funneled through a community service program. And so I think one of the things that we brought up in the key staff meeting is what the city would like to see happen as far as that goes and how we manage it. So the paperwork's been left with Derek to fill out the victim portion of it, because the police department can't be the victims of it. And just looking for some guidance on how you guys want to do that. I know we talked about it before, what would be appropriate. I think it's now definitive what we'd like to do.
According to the courts, they either have to do the service hours or pay them full amount, right? One or the other. Can't do half of that.
So it's up to the judge to determine, right, if that fine's involved. I did ask the prosecutor today if we wanted to, based on our victim statement, can we be the ones that set that cost? But either way, that cost will be split. So whether we decide to go after one lock, two locks, or three locks, the judge will decide on that matter. And then whatever that total cost is, that's what it is. But if we decide, the city decides that, hey, we only want to go after, you know, one and a half of those amount for the monetary restitution, then that would be put in place. And then the other half would be community oriented or work. And he said that's based off of, I think he said it's like $7.25 an hour, because it's like a minimum wage kind of thing for juveniles to work at that base.
We also discussed the possibility of approaching parents and seeing, which in this situation, I think it's a grandparent and a great-grandparent, about having them bring their kids here.
To apologize to the council, okay.
Some people might think that's harsh. I don't.
Nor do I. But
I think it's important to understand the age of these kids. How old are they?
They're both under 14.
Yeah, they're both under 14. These are 16 or 17. These are, 12, 13. I don't know how old they're.
What is the feeling of the council?
I still like the original plan, half pay and half work, and mm-hmm. they come, that's a lot of hours for $7 an hour. But
there was some concern. Officer Smith said they can't do that. It's either all pay or all work.
Oh, really?
That's what Officer Smith reported this morning.
Yeah, he just had it confused.
And you're sure?
I am positive. I can't kill myself.
Okay.
How much of a... It's kind of like when you punish your kids, you're kind of punishing yourself.
Yeah.
How much of a burden on the city staff, right? I mean, they'll be...
Mary already said she'd do it.
She wouldn't do it until after school was...
Yeah, I think that was one of the things that we talked about with Mary, is like, it's going to be a lot more beneficial for us and for the management of the kids to do their work once school's out. This will not be completely adjudicated until probably the end of this month, if not the beginning of May. So I think we have time to wait and then see how we're going to, disperse the work, and then who's going to kind of be responsible. But they have all summer to complete the tasks that we provide to them.
Mary, do you still feel the same way?
I do. I'm fine to oversee it. I actually was thinking about it a little bit today after we talked about it in staff meeting, and had the thought that, you know, the police aren't allowed to interview minors without an adult there, and so I am kind of of the feeling that they need to have their adult presence there as well. So it wouldn't be all on me, to my word against everybody's word, but like who's being. I mean, I'll supervise it, but I also thought maybe that's something to think about, is that we may want to involve the adults in that process of not just, hey, I've got a babysitter for my kids for 5 hours a day or whatever. So, yeah, I thought if that was just the thought I have today, but I am fine to oversee. There, I think with that many hours, they probably can pick up every piece of litter in Laverne. So.
No long work from bad thing. In the middle of the summer, probably from 11 o'clock till 3 o'clock.
That's what I would think. So they don't get cold. They're going to love it.
Wearing hoodies, though, for the kids aren't out.
We've got some trail rocks that need to be
perfect.
Moved up.
Yeah, there's plenty of room.
How much cost?
Did I do the math right? Did you say $1,500 at $7.50?
Yeah, but I think what it'll turn out to be is around $750 monetary. Is that what I'm?
Oh, so he's going to go half and half.
Yeah, he's split between the two.
Pay
700 hours.
Yeah,
that's about 100 hours of.
That's not too bad.
You're going to. Good luck with that, man.
It's something that, like, you know.
Amanda, any?
No, I think working it off is going to be a really good thing, and as much as possible. And not everything has to be outside in July, so they can come in here and sweep up floors and do stuff too. So, but I think working it off is probably the best lesson they can learn.
Yeah.
Same here. I think their work will be good for them.
No, I agree with you all.
Do we want to have them bring the kids here?
I just think it would be a good thing. If it was my parents, I'd be standing here.
I personally think that would be a good idea after they do the community service until it sounds really cheesy. Tell us what they've learned. So.
Anyway.
How do we coordinate that? Is that something you talk with the parents on?
I mean, I can talk to the parents. It's not something that we can suggest it, but that would be something that, like, as police, we're not going to demand them to do anything, but we talk to them and ask them if that'd be, you know, something that they'd be willing to do to come in here. And
is that worth 10 hours of service?
I think if you incentivize it, they'll be really excited.
I'm going to tell them to get a $1.75 or $7.25 for coming in for an hour.
Well, let's make them sit through a few meetings. That's punishment.
Yeah.
Ooh. Cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, it's against the Eighth Amendment.
Can I just make one comment? And I don't mean to throw water on any of this, but the one thing we need to be careful of, if we're going to be supervising these boys as they go out and do things out in the community, we need to make certain that they're well supervised, they're not exposed to any dangerous situation. We wouldn't want them to become injured in any way, so that somehow we're responsible because we negligently supervise them.
Yeah.
Maybe we have them, like Mary said, have them one of their guardians come,
right,
set in the car. And
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, entertain, let's see, we'll just stand adjourned and we'll go into our joint work meeting. We're going to go back to the back room here and for the work meeting with the city council.